Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the streets. Who advanced and who went fishing? Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it. Put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me. No response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a foot, it take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice. The third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you fly. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. Streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't never question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. First murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes at niggas that was probate. The stress would take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained. Front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff. Smell me, nigga. The real me, nigga. Minus the rumors. Holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now.
The streets is talking, sports talk show twisted. Oh, excuse me, guys. I'm so hyped tonight. The streets is talking, sports talk show. What a twisted hip-hop. You know what I mean? From a street perspective. And giving you the hip-hop entertainment news. Also, man, it's going down tonight. It's so hype. Oh, my goodness. We're talking about the Floyd fight, the Game 7 aftermath. The semis has been set in the Eastern and the Western Conference Finals. We had the Kentucky Derby the other day, and we also had some NHL and MLB. But before we get into all the news and all the talk, man, I got to give a big shout-out to the super producer of the show and my co-host, Cellmate. What the deal, T-Ro? How was your weekend, baby?
Oh, man, everything was good, you know. Had an opportunity to watch the Mayweather fight. It was pretty good, but, you know, at the same time, you know, people going to say what they want to say about Floyd. Did he get beat? Did he come slacking? Was it too much on his mind? you know, it's a lot going down. So I'm pretty sure we're going to touch here and there on everything that we've seen over the weekend. Had, you know, five game seven, you know. So it's been big over the weekend. And now we got round two starting up. We got Washington and Indiana going at it. It's really going down. So I'm excited about this week. What's going down?
You already know. First on the marquee, the money team, TBE, as they were screaming. The great TGE, the greatest ever. Now, me and you analyzed and watched that fight. We have a couple takes on it. And let me just ask you this, Ro, as you were watching the fight, you know, did Money Mayweather look like himself? You know, did he look like he, you know, he wants to sit there and say Manny Pacquiao doesn't have the same pop? But when I watched him Saturday, he was hitting. Medina with shots. But Medina didn't go anywhere. Did he stagger? No. Did he hurt Medina? No. He sat there and said, I wanted to give the people what they wanted as far as a fight or a brawl. But I didn't see any scratches on Medina. I didn't see any scars or him looking beat up. So, as I ask you, Ro, where does that leave us with the money team?
Really? Man, you know where it leaves us, like it always leaves us. Who's next on the list? What he did against Madonna was nothing different than what he's been doing against all the rest of the fellas who've been part of the 46 up and 46 down. I'm not going to say that on Saturday was his best performance, but I will say this. Even though Marcos Madonna, was coming through and making it look as if he was winning some of these rounds, after looking at it the second time, man, Floyd punches are much cleaner than any other opponent that he fights. When these guys are trying to chase Floyd and punch Floyd, Floyd is able to get out of some of those sticky situations, such as being on the ropes to where we think he's getting punched and this and that. But when you really look at it, once it's all said and done, with all 12 rounds over with, Floyd ends up by having the most punches landed, and he has the most cleaner shots. Yeah, Madonna was the toughest opponent, and he made Floyd do some things that we're not accustomed to seeing Floyd do. But at the same time, in the later rounds, you saw who was dominating the fight. So, I mean, to me, yeah, you can throw as many punches as you want, but you got to connect when you're throwing 100 punches around. If you're not connecting, then, I mean, yeah, so what, you throw a lot, but if you're not hitting and it's not making any connections with what, when you're trying to go out there and do what you do, I mean, I can't give you the fight. I'm pretty upset that one of the judges marked the score 114 to 114. Come on, man. I know that everybody wants Floyd to lose, but you can't have the judges put it in their hands to where Floyd going to lose. Come on, man.
And after the fight, did you see the look on Floyd's face when they were making a decision? He didn't look confident. He didn't look like he won the fight. He was very puzzled. He looked very lethargic, discombobulated, like, wow, did I really win this fight? Was it an impressive show? To me, not at all. But he got by. Now, I ask you this, going, you know, as we close out on Floyd and get to the next topic, where does that leave us next for the money team? Is it a rematch with this kid, Madonna? I mean, he put on a great performance because he thought that he won the fight. Or does he go on and fight your boy, who didn't, to me, put on a good exhibition? He was killing Mr. Khan. Looked very, very unorthodox and not that good to me. So as I asked you before we move on, where does that leave us with Floyd? You know, his next fight is in September, you know, before the year is out. So where does that leave us, Ro, with Floyd?
Where it always leaves us, L Boogie, right where Floyd can almost, you know, I mean, Madonna gave a good fight to where he could get a rematch, but I don't see that happening. Floyd done only fought one dude twice in his whole career. So Amir Khan or Madonna would be another one of those opponents who would be the second opponent on the list to be fought twice. So with me, Floyd can do whatever he wants. I mean, he can take the Pacquiao. He can do Amir Khan. The crazy thing about Amir Khan is that Amir Khan moved up in weight. He's been calling Floyd out the last couple of fights. And for some reason, Amir Khan thinks Floyd is ducking him. But Floyd told him, if you beat Broner, then, you know, you can have a shot at me. But I don't even believe that those two are going to make a fight. So Floyd already beat up Amir Khan once. Why would you want to beat him up again? Some of these guys are just looking for a payday, and Floyd not going to give too many guys that good pay. So I would say this. We need either – well, who got a belt? Because it seems like that's the only people Floyd fight, people with belts, so he can take their belt. So it's not too many more belts available for Floyd to take out of the weight class that he's in. So I'm going to say either fight Pacquiao so that he can get the Tim Bradley belt, and then, you know, if you want to close it out. I don't know if Floyd is really trying to make 50, you know, 50-0. Is he trying to make 50-0, or is he just going to just finish the contract and then that'll be it? Because in the contract, he only has 3 more fights left. So I'm just trying to figure out where Floyd is trying to go. I would say fight Pacquiao first, because Pacquiao took Tim Bradley's belt, and if you're only fighting for belts, then go take Pacquiao belt, so that way you can have all the belts. And like you said, he did have that moment of awkwardness on his face when they were, you know, going through the scorecards. Yeah, I think he was real nervous because they never mentioned, you know, they never gave you an idea that Floyd really won the fight. So when they were announcing who won, it kind of had me thinking too. But once the results were fully explained and came out, there you have it. You know, Floyd on top, 2-1, with one judge being blind as hell talking about that the fight was a 114 draw. I just don't get that, man. So I'm losing faith in the judges. I don't know about you, but it makes me not want to put too much money on some of these fights from what the judges are pulling up on us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very, very ill. We'll see who's next. They should be making the announcement in the next month or two as far as who is his next opponent. So, streaming away from that, we have 5 game 7. Let's just talk about this first round. We have 5 game 7s. We had 1 game 6. We had 1 series that went to 5. And we had the clean sweep by your boy, Bon Bon. So I'm going to ask you this, Ro. What game 7 was the most hype one that you entertained?
I mean, you could pick any one of those game 7s that we had on Saturday and Sunday. But, you know, L Boogie, that was one that stood out more than most. And, I mean, Golden State and the Clippers were right up there. But I'm going to say this. Even though the East have teams, you know, half of the teams that are below 500 and still making the playoffs, I want to say that Brooklyn Nets and the Toronto Raptors series was one of the most intriguing Game 7 matchups that I've seen in a long time. The Clippers and the Golden State Warriors, yeah, they took it down to like the last 2 minutes, but the last 2 minutes separated the winner from the losers, where the Clippers took over the game. Now, between Brooklyn and Toronto, Brooklyn had the game won with 3 minutes left. Toronto somehow, some way, found heart, started talking to Drake, looking at Drake. Drake must have told him he was going to have a party for these dudes. I'm about 100 bottles of rosé. And somehow, some way, these guys made a run. And for a moment, I thought Toronto was going to pull it out. I really did. And I got to thinking about the things that you were telling me at the beginning of the season, or before the season, at the beginning, during the middle, and towards the end, all about Toronto. And it almost had me wanting to change my pick of having the Raptors beat the Nets instead of the Nets beating the Raptors. And so I'm glad that good old Cal, he busted his head on something. I don't know what got it to him, but hey, Mr. Lowry, when your team calls a timeout with 4 seconds left on the clock, that means that there's a play to be run. Now the play for a man to go one-on-one with four dudes to try to be the hero with the game on the line. See, that's that youth that came out with Toronto, man. People who have never been there before. So with Kyle Lowry doing what he did, and running the way that he just ran directly into the middle of the whole Brooklyn Nets team. He got away with it to bring them back. But on the last play, come on, man, everybody in the whole gym knew, everybody standing on the outside of Canadian Air Stadium knew that you were going to shoot the ball, homie. Even me and L knew. We drew up the play before you even came out with it, and you ran it wrong. You were supposed to dish it to the outside, to DeMar DeRozan, but you decided to be the superstar, and look what's got you. You big bass fishing in the Great Lakes of Canada, and your season over. So go ahead and call up Shaq so he can give you some great advice on how to, you know, fill up your tackle box, because you're going fishing. You sound so fly, Toronto. That's why I didn't pick you. You got to do better. It's the playoffs, man. Hello? You play to win the game. I can't remember who told me that, but you know.
Man, and the thing about it, Ro, is that, you know, I go back to the movie Bad Boys. And you got Mike Lowry, smooth Mike Lowry. And, you know, when you got that last name, you're supposed to be smooth. And, you know, he wasn't like Mike Lowry from Bad Boys. He was a little bit wild, very out of control. He did not run the play like you said, and even Paul Pierce knew that, you know, Kyle Lowry was going to shoot that ball. And if he knows, and everybody else knew at the timeout, like you said, why didn't you pass it? You know, they're going to be, if they stay together, they're going to be a team to watch out for. But, you know, we got to get a segment of the show called Booty Hole Tight, because Darren Williams went to the line three times to hit six.
Oh, Lord.
He made three. He made the game very interesting. His booty hole got tight. Mr. Terrence Ross. You know, his first playoff series, he did not look good. His booty hole was tight. You know, so I'm very great game. I know Drake is going to really be representing his guys, you know, coming up in the years to come, because if they stay together, that's going to be a team to reckon with, a team to reckon with. So better watch out. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about the other game sevens and also the semis. We down to the Final Four. Who's going to win? Who's going to get to them conference finals? Oh, yeah. Pressure getting tight now. So when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about these semis, who we got, who you got, and who's been balling and who ain't. 347-855-8896. Hey, big shout out, man, to my Uncle Joe. Hey, my Uncle Ann LaPrade on the line. I see you, Ann. Big shout out. Big shout out to AJ, Ustream, Global Network 1, 87.9, WERE down in Covington, Georgia. Oh, tell a friend, tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Who want to go fishing with me? It's a lot of them. Let's go.
DJ at Low.
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it all on the floor tonight. And it got fixed up too tonight. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the air tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things. Show you a few things. Let me get a good look at it. Ooh, so thick. Now I know what it calls it, a fatty. And oh, shit, so sick. Got a hit and picked up a habit. That's alright. You're all mine. Oh, go on, show 'em who you call daddy. I guess they're just my cause, girl, they wish they had it. Ooh, my killer, my thriller. Yeah, you're a classic.
Your seat, hoes.
All black at the white show. White shoes at the black show. Green car for the Cuban links. Y'all sit back and enjoy the light show. Nothing exceeds like the set. South guy gal from having the best of the best. Is this what it's all about? I'm at the rest. The brunt, my rent, serving the guests. Years of stress, tears on the dress. Try to hide a face with the makeup sex. This is trouble season. Time for tuxedos for no reason. All saints for my angel. Alexander Wang too. Ass tight denim and some dunks. I show you how to do this, young. No papers, catch papers, get high. Out Vegas, Tuesdays on doubles, ain't looking for trouble. You just got good genes, so a nigga trying to cuff you. Tell your mother that I love her, cause I love you. Tell your father we go father as a couple. They ain't lose a daughter, got a son. I show you how to do this, huh?
As long as I got my suit and tie, I'ma leave it up on the floor tonight. Baby got fixed up to the knives. Let me show you a few things. All dressed up in black and white, and you're dressed in that dress I like. Love is swinging in the head tonight. Let me show you a few things. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Love, love. Let me show you a few things. Show you a few things about love. Hey. Oh,
We back in the streets. You know what I mean? Streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, from a street perspective, man, I want to give a shout out. Bro, I got to give a shout out, man, to one of my mans. You know what I mean? I played backcourt with this guy. You know what I mean? He from D.C. You know, he repping them bullets. Yeah, I call them bullets. You know what I mean? He's repping them back in the day. But, okay, we give you respect. We're going to call them the Wizards now. So, big shout out to my man, J.B. Milk, if y'all don't know. Speaking of the Wizards, Ro, we got the setup now. Indiana and Washington, Miami against the Brooklyn Nets. And in the West, you got a cold matchup between San Antonio Spurs and the Houston Rockets. Excuse me, Houston, you just got knocked. I said it on purpose. They thought they were going to go to a game six, but when Lillard hit the jumper, look at their faces. So they're playing Portland.
That was what you call knife in the heart, and then you spin it. You know what I mean? What that dude Damian Lillard did to the Houston Rockets was nothing short of anything miraculous. Because it's not like that this dude, Damian Lillard, it's not like he had been doing it since he's been in the league. This dude right here been doing it night in, night out. If you need a big shot, I'm going to tell you who you get a ball to. Don't worry about the big dog down low. Get it to number zero, man. Portland goes by number zero. Yes, LaMarcus does all the damage in the middle of he like a ham sandwich. You know, he the meat and the little toppings that you get in between the bread. Damian Lillard is the two pieces of bread on the outside. Cause man, let me tell you, if you got some fresh bread, that boy gonna make the sandwich taste as good as you never had it before in your life. And Houston, you should have known that dude was going to get the ball. You just let him catch the ball. We're .9. Are you stupid? You know the boy got a quick trigger finger, and you still go let him catch it and shoot it. That's why you out of the – that's why y'all gone fishing. Go ahead and take it to the big lake. Go ahead and take it to the big ocean down there. You going fishing. Damn you, Houston. I tried to like y'all, but I told you. Even though Dallas didn't do it, you got to be from Dallas if you want to be hard from Texas. I tried to tell you before. People won't listen to me.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough now. And then you got the Clippers. And you got the Clippers in OKC. You got Washington, Indiana. And like I said before, you round it out, you got Miami and Toronto. I mean, excuse me, you got Miami and Brooklyn. Now, Clippers, OKC, that role, I'm definitely looking at the intriguing matchup of CP3 and Russell Westbrook. Russell coming back to the house. He's from L.A. You know, he's going to want to perform. You know, they finally got the monkey off their back with the Donald Sterling issue. I'm really intrigued about this next series. There's no excuses. You know, even though – you know, they say, well, you know, he's hurt Chris Paul. That means he's still hurt. So let's see what he does in this next series. I'm very intrigued about it. I got OKC. I don't believe in the Clippers. They had a great series against the Warriors. But when you get to OKC, you got some defense. Who's out there to play defense? Caron Butler is. Mr. Perkins, Kendrick, Serge Ibaka. So all that what Blake was doing, he's really going to have to earn it this series because they're going to really man up with him. So no finesse game. So I'm going with OKC. Who you got, Ro? If any.
I'm like you, L Boogie. I'm like you. Between Oklahoma City and the L.A. Clippers is very interesting because you got your boy Russell Westbrook coming back to L.A. You know how he does in L.A. That's home. You know, he's going to have a lot of family members hanging out you know, in the stands. And then on the opposite side with the L.A. Clippers, you got Blake Griffin somewhere going home to Oklahoma. You know what I mean? So he's going to have a lot of family and friends up in the stands, you know, cheering him on and things like that. So, I mean, to talk about Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook, yeah, that's going to be a great matchup there. But you and I both know that if Chris Paul or Blake Griffin sustain an injury or should come up short in this series, it's going to be because one of those two guys have an injury. Now, it's already been stated that Chris Paul is playing through a hamstring and a thumb injury and this and that. But come on, man. You gotta step your game up now. Nobody wants to hear about you being hurt, and you know we done heard a lot about that with you. Just from you being in L.A. We ain't gonna even go back to New Orleans, but just from being in L.A. We already know what's up with you, CP3. And of course, your road dog, your sidekick, your homeboy Blake Griffin, he likes to pull up too when it starts getting picking them later rounds. So we going to see, because we know what Oklahoma City going to do. We know what KD and Russell Westbrook going to do. They're going to have about 25, 30 shots apiece. Not saying that those are all going to go in, but I'm just saying. They're going to average about 25, 30 shots apiece. So get ready. I hope the Clippers can, you know, pick it up and just run it like they know how to run. There's live city, this joint.
The thing that I'm worried about with the Clippers, and I can say the same thing about OKC, I'm worried about the one-on-one battle that Westbrook wants to have with CP3. You know, he gets into his own hero ball. He wants to show that he's one of the best point guards in the league, and he wants to put it to CP3. So I hope that he learned from last series, less shots, you're more effective. Because there's no way my point guard, should have over 30 shots per game. I don't care what game it is, unless you're just hot. You're 20 for 30, but you shoot 31 times to get 30. That's not good. So I'm very into that. That's going to be a great matchup. The Reggie Jackson, Jamal Crawford coming off the bench, that's going to be key. So you got a lot going on there. Now, I'm sorry, Ro, that your team went down to the Spurs. But is the Spurs in trouble playing against Portland? They split the series, the season series 2-2.
No, I think that one's going to be even better than the San Antonio-Dallas series. Portland, man, they got pieces just like San Antonio. And San Antonio got that good bench that knows how to operate with one another. So, I'm not disappointed that Dallas lost. I already knew that in a Game 7 in San Antonio, if you don't come out with a 12-0 lead, even that might not be enough. San Antonio going to find a way to climb back into the game. To me, Tony Parker is the key to the rest of the series for San Antonio. If you can't stop TP, hey, man, you're going to have a long night because we already know the big fundamental is going to do what he does. I mean, he just does it on a regular and does it consistently. And if the bench continues to do what they do, yeah, they're gonna run Portland out the building. But I will give Portland this. Portland does have an organized team to where they can run 8 or 9 players and match up with how San Antonio runs their bench, even though everybody knows San Antonio got the number one bench in the whole league. So just look out for that. Just look out for that. I picked San Antonio to win this series, but it'll be another Game 7. It will be nothing different of how the Dallas series went, out of close games, but San Antonio knows how to win when needed. So, but I give Portland all the credit in the world. They doing what they're supposed to do. You got a guy who can stab you in the chest like Damian Lillard. You better watch your back.
Yeah, we're going to see Tony Parker is really going to have to play some defense this series. Didn't have to do too much last series because, you know, my man, all he wanted to do was shoot threes. But this series, you got a guy who can shoot threes, go to the hole, distribute, and get in your chest on defense. So it's going to be very interesting out west. Now, in the east, real quick, J.B. Mill, I know you're listening, baby. Looks like the Washington Wizards is going to pull out game one on the road. So I ask you this, Ro, after just game one, who do you got winning that series between Indiana and the Black Chocolate City, the Washington Wizards?
Yeah, I'm gonna keep riding with Indiana, man. Yeah, they were taking the game seven by the Atlanta Hawks, but those we all know that was a matchup problem for Indiana. And now that the game can be played within the big man, we'll see how these guys react and respond. But as of right now, after game one, it looks like Washington has the upper hand, and we all know that Indiana doesn't have great guard play, and that might be the difference of this series going into round two. So I'm going to say this. I'm going to go with Indiana to win the series, but if Indiana can't keep up with the Washington Wizards guard play, it's over. It might not come back to Indiana because Washington looking real good tonight.
It's in the street, and I'm going to say this on record, and you can quote me on this. Frank Vogel is MBG, nothing but garbage, because there's no way I wouldn't play Bahimi and Hibbert at the same time sometimes. I wouldn't mind putting Coakland in there. Why you sign these guys and you don't play them? What, they're going to do, make your all-airport team? What are you doing, Frank? Frankie, baby, what you doing out there? You might not be going back to Indiana, as Mike Jackson used to say with Jackson 5. We're going to Indiana. Yeah, we're going to Indiana. I don't know if it's going to be a game 5 going back to Indiana. I really don't. Because right now, you couldn't stop Jeff Teague. But Washington has two Jeff Teagues and John Wall and Mr. Beal. So, and they have a championship pedigree with Mr. Ariza. So it's going to be very tough. They're quick. They're fast. And like you said, guard play, George Hill, he act like he's over the hill. He can't bring me nothing. No energy, no diving for the ball, no nothing. I don't think that the team believes in their commanding chief. When you're the point guard, and Ro, we played this position. When you're the point guard, just like when you're the quarterback, and you're bringing that rock up, and your player and your teammates looking at you, it's some type of trust. It's some type of, you know, he's going to get the job done, whether it's scored or get us in a position to play. And I don't think George Hill is doing that, and it's going to be tough. So, before the series started, yes, I'm going with the Pacers. But I don't know if their Pacer has broke down. I don't know if it has a flat. I don't know if the transmission has went out. But I know right now, the Indiana Pacers, they need AAA. They need somebody to come and regurgitate their car. Because right now, it looks like that boy going to the dumpster. And it's repo. Oh, yeah. So you better do something out there, the Pacers. And speaking of the Heat, bro, who you got after we come back from the commercial? The Heat and the Nets, Paul Pierce, them guys think they really got Miami Heat's number. You let me know. And after we discuss that, we're going to get into the Asylum. JB Milk, D-Mac, I see you, baby. Chef, I see you. Skeeter Mo. Man. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show, 347-855-8896, Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend. to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. We'll get into the asylum when we come back. Let's go.
Pig lat, I turned the pen into a motherfucking Jan Jack. Tell the bitches that be hating, I ain't got no worries. I just wanna hit and run like I ain't got insurance. Ho, what's your name, what's your sign? Zodiac killer. All rats gotta die, even Master Splinter. Yeah, murder 187. I be killing them bitches, I hope all dogs go to heaven. And I got Xanax, Percocet, Promethazine with codeine. Call me Mr. Sandman, I'm selling all these hoes' dreams. Got a white girl with bitch titties, flat ass TV screen. I keep a bad bitch, call me the BB King. And you know I got that mouth outer, then put the bitch out like a house fire. I'm killing these hoes like Michael Myers, I eat that cat just like a lion. And I can't trust none of these niggas, can't trust none of these hoes. And I see your girl when I want, I got that whole TiVo. Got a red ass bitch with a red ass pussy. Nigga try me, that's a dead ass pussy. But y'all motherfuckers so blind to the facts. To tell you the truth, I don't care who's looking. All I know is I love my bitch. And pussy feel just like heaven on earth. 6 feet deep, dick shovel in the dirt. R.I.P. Rest in pussy. Like that shit, then pass that shit. We gon' get so smoked out. And then I went, got locked up. Every night I dreamt I broke out. One time for them pussy niggas. That's that shit I don't like. We eating over here, nigga. Fuck around and have a food fight, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us. All my niggas look rich as fuck. All my niggas live rich as fuck. All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at you.
Look at you.
Now look at us.
AK on my nightstand, right next to that Bible. But I swear with these 50 shots, I'll shoot it out with 5-0. Pockets getting too fat, no weight watch, no lipo. Money talks bullshit, walks on a motherfucking tightrope. And I make that pussy tap out, I knock that pussy out cold. Nigga, you can beat the trap out, but that just how the dice roll. These hoes on that hoes type, so I give all these hoes pipes. She get on that dick and stay on all night, like porch lights. Let's do it, fuck talking. We out here, we ballin'. And I'm spraying at these western niggas like WD-40. We fucked up, we trucked up. No ifs, ands, or buts. Fuck bitch niggas go behind your back like nunchucks. And that's fucked up. But my hoes down, my cups up. My niggas down for whatever. These bitches think they too fly. But tell them hoes I pluck feathers. I'm Tucci, young Tucci. I wear truck fit, fuck Gucci. She blowing kisses at me with her pussy lips. Smooches, and that's 2 Chainz.
Look at you. Now look at us.
Yeah.
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas live rich as fuck.
What?
All my niggas look rich as fuck.
Hey, yo, fuck all y'all bitches.
Look at you.
Straight up.
We back. That's to all the winners. And my dude Floyd Mayweather. 'Cause y'all do look rich. Y'all just got some money, baby. Y'all back. You advance to the next round. Now, Ro, next show on Friday, we're going to be talking about this draft and who drafted who. And I'm going to ask you this.
What draft?
The not for long draft, the NFL. They don't remember you for long. What my man Mitch saying, paid in full, when I retire, is they still gonna love me, man? So we'll see. Ro, it's been speculation. People, you know, Atlanta's talking about trading picks to draft up again like they did for Julio Jones. It's a lot going on, people trying to vie for positioning. But I ask you this, Ro. Solid picks, solid guys out there. Who do you think is going to be a surprise first round up, like top 10 pick, that you thought when they were talking on Mel Kiper's and, you know, Mr. Mad Shot, Mel Kiper Jr. and Schaefer. They're doing their mock draft. Who do you think is going to be a surprise pick in that first round up top, in the top 15?
There won't be any real surprises, L Boogie. The Jadeveon Clowney's, the Khalil Max, the Sammy Watkins, you know, Blake Bortles might be in there. I mean, it's going to be the old run-of-the-mill of who you've been hearing about. Now, where they go is going to be the surprise of it all. We're just wanting Mel Kiper and Ty McShay to let us know who is a definite number one. This is the first time in a long time, L Boogie, for an NFL draft that I can't recall who is actually going to be the number one pick. At least you know, okay, there might be a number one, like Andrew Luck and RG3. You knew one of them were going number one. You just didn't know who. And then finally Indianapolis made it known that they were going with Luck. So in this draft, we still got question marks on guys who should not have question marks at all. How can Jadeveon Clowney have a question mark at the end of his name? How can Johnny Manziel have a question mark at the end of his name? I do not understand this. These are the two guys who kept us the highlights rolling on ESPN weekend after weekend after week. And don't, hey, if I'm not mistaken, Jadeveon Clowney held the number one spot, the number one play for about 6.5 months before he was, it might have been longer than that, L Boogie, but I'm just saying. That was during his sophomore year. And we saw what he did his junior year. So, with that being said, I'm upset that I don't know who the number one pick is going to be. We should have been knowing who the number one pick was going to be by now. Houston, if you don't let us know, we don't want to be left in the dark. Y'all just be, man, look, Cincinnati, stay where you are. You'll get who you want. Trust me. Or excuse me, Atlanta, stay where you are. You don't need to draft up to get a receiver like you got. He going to be all right. You'll get who you want, Atlanta. Don't rush it. Don't pull the Cleveland. Don't make this be the year of mistakes, man.
As usual, you just said it.
Don't let it be the mistake by the lake, and I'm from there.
Doggone it, I wasn't no mistake. I tell you that. If you was born at Mount Sinai or St. Luke's, you wasn't no mistake. In Cleveland. Anybody that comes to Cleveland, and I know I got Cleveland callers, and you can be mad at me if you want. But as I always say, Ro, since we started this show, one thing about what Cleveland does, and I hate to say this, I'm from there. They just suck you dry. Your Willie Greens, your Gerard Warrens, your DeJuan Wagners. I mean, do you want me to continue? Tim Counts got to crying.
Yeah. Don't put yourself through the hurt again, Pippen.
Not me. The city. I'm not, I love where I come from. I love the city. But I just am not a Clevelander as far as on the sports fan side. Never was. Now, I followed sports. That's why we have this talk show. And I can tell you guys who played on the team this and that, but I just did not get into the cardiac kids. And then after that, they called themselves the infamous Dog Pound. I respected them. They had the city on buzz. We had dough back then, Ro. We had chinchillas. We had guys in the hood with chinchillas back then in 88. In 86 and 87. But it's going to be a guy by the name of Mike Evans and Marquise Lee. and Carlos Hyde from Ohio State, those three, remember those three names? They're going to shock you in the first round. They keep talking about no running backs to be picked in the first round because none was picked last year. But I tell you what, Mr. Hyde and Mr. Williams from Boston College, they might be picked in the first round. You heard it here first. That being said, bro, we got to get into the asylum, man. I know they waiting. They got white around their mouth. I know they ready to get at us. Who you got coming in first, baby?
Oh, El Boogie, you know how we get down, man. We like to get the show started real with some hypeness, because, you know, when especially when you start talking about Cleveland, you know, Big Brother Almighty don't take kind to that. So, you know, I know he definitely got some insight on what's about to happen Thursday. And maybe even after Friday he can let us know, you know, what the real deal was behind their pick since y'all get the pick so high this year. Yo, Big Brother Almighty, you on the line with the streets this evening, Big Brother?
Yeah, what's going on, y'all? What's up with y'all?
Man, happy Cinco de Mayo, man. Have a beer on the street, man. You know how we get down.
Yeah, I'm just listening to that guy named Meeks up there. The guy, whatever you call him. What you call him?
El Boogie. What the deal, Big Brother?
Yeah, that guy used to have a Dylan Pruitt shirt on, man. It used to be Greg Pruitt on the front. His daddy gave it to him, I remember, man. Is this guy for real, man? I heard this, man. He said he wasn't feeling it. I seen him with a Dylan Pruitt t-shirt on with Johnny Roscoe coaching him, man. I remember that, man. Come on, El.
I was just telling T-Row about Johnny Roscoe as we speak. I told him about Johnny yesterday. Let him rest in peace.
R.I.P. for Johnny Roscoe, but come on, y'all. Mr. Hearn was cussing you out because you had the T-shirt on the wrong side, man. A brown T-shirt. Do it for it, man. Come on, man. I can't believe this, man.
And you know what's so crazy about that is that I had a Do It Pruitt t-shirt on, and I got a chance to be in a Cleveland Plain Dealer taking a picture with Do It Pruitt at the Greg Pruitt at the Martin Luther King Plaza.
I'm just saying, man. You can tell everybody else all that, all Arizona and T-Row down in Texas, but I know the real wrong here, man. I know the real, man. I know the real, man. The streets is talking for real, man. Hello?
So, let me ask you this.
Man, I'm about to go find your daddy for the next show, man. I'm about to go find your daddy for the next show, man.
Go find Big Meek, man. Tell him to call in, pal.
Yeah, I got to grab Big Meek for this one, man. He ain't gonna believe this, man.
He know I don't
for
deal
real.
With crowds, man. He shake his head, too, but he know I don't deal with them guys.
Man, you done dealt with them, man. Don't act like that, man. That was before your knees went bad, man. Don't do that, man. Don't do that, Al. Don't do that, man.
I'm a roll with you on Cinco de Mayo, Al. So who we going to get on Thursday?
If Sammy Watkins ain't there, we taking Mike Evans, man.
That's
how about that?
What I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
if
great.
Sammy ain't there, we taking who used to make Johnny Mazzelli look good. That's who we taking, man. How about that?
Yeah, I like that. I like the way that sounds because Mike Evans has sure hands. He's big as hell. I mean, man.
He's 6'5", man.
Right, and when I saw him in the combine, I mean, he reminded me more of Marquise Coast than that receiver number 12 for the New Orleans Saints with maybe better
more
route
speed.
Running. You know what I mean?
With more
yeah.
speed.
Yeah, and better route running. So I like that, and I hope y'all are able to get, you know, a Sammy Watkins or a Mike Evans. I think that'll put y'all over the top because you already got that dude, JG, Mr. Josh Gordon, only guy in NFL history to get 3 games and 250 yards a month.
You know him. You heard of him. Hell, you heard of him.
Yeah,
Texas dude. That's why, you know, he's a Texas.
I'm just saying, I'm out of hell,
you. But you know, we from the hood. He has to do it more than 1 year, though. I mean, he did it 1 year,
that.
Now it's going to be double curvage. What are you going to do
I'm
now?
I'm just saying. As long as he ain't down there, y'all ain't blowing trees in his face, he good, man. I'm trying to tell
right.
you something, man. Y'all ain't blowing them trees on him.
L. Boogie needs to quit tripping. Once y'all get a more consistent quarterback to get in the ball, he going to do 250 more than 3 times in the season. He took it
man, why everybody get it to him? He probably would have caught for 2,000 or he'd throwing the ball, man. So I ain't even worried about that. Hey, I ain't worried about that. He right there with the big boy. What's the big boy in Detroit? He right there with him. And he ain't even trying hard. The big boy in Detroit is trying super hard. The boy in Cleveland ain't even broke a sweat yet. How about that?
Let me ask you this. Flipping the basketball. It's down to the semis now. Let me ask you this. What was your take on the Floyd Mayweather fight? And what was your take on the Game 7s over the weekend and who you got in these semifinals?
One take on Floyd Mayweather. Floyd knew what he was getting into. But he didn't think the man was going to bring it like that. He thought he was going to duck and dodge. The man brought all the punches, man. He threw more punches than Floyd, man. And he connected on the punches. But only thing about that, you got to knock the champ out, man. You got to knock the champ out. You don't get no belt, and you're not gonna get that 32 anyway. So what's the reason if you ain't gonna knock him out, you just in there for that little 1.5. That's all I get. Floyd get 32, regardless, win or lose.
Does he deserve
32.
A rematch?
For what? What you think Floyd don't get back in there with him? No. Something wrong with Floyd's pinky finger right now. He's going to ice it up, and he's going to take a break. He's going to fly to the thing, and he's going to find them babies that his ex-girl aborted. And then he's going to chill, man. He's looking for them aborted babies right now.
How long of a break are you talking, big brother?
Man, this dude ain't about to fight again no time soon, man. He got that little cut. He ain't been cut before. That dude don't let his little face heal up. What is his name, Pretty Boy? He don't let his face heal up, man. He can't put the Beijing on if he don't let his face heal up, man. He can't put the Beijing in.
Straight. Tell me about the
It ain't on heel, man.
Yeah.
It ain't on heel. It ain't on heel, T-Ro.
I feel you.
He can't put the Beijing in if the little cut don't heal, man. He can't put it in, man. He gotta take a break. He can't be seen like that.
He looks slow. I mean, he still had a little pop, but he looks slow to me. They say Madonna looks slow, but he looks slow too then.
He in the locker room with all them rappers and they jumping around. Who tell him to come out with Jason Beaver? Come on, man. Justin B. Whatever this dude. What you got in common with this dude? What do you have in common with this dude?
He came out with a whole circus line.
I'm just saying, what do you got in common with this dude? Ring of Brothers in town, man. Lil Wayne jumping through hoops like a little puppy. Come on, man. I don't want to hear all that stuff. That's box, man. That's box.
It's true.
That's box.
Before we flip to the NBA, do you think that fight will happen with him and Pacquiao?
Nah. For one thing, them drugs. Pacquiao probably juicing right now. He juicing right now, drinking that Mexican water. You really can't tell if you're on drugs with that Mexican water. You know that, T-Ro.
but we're about 4 hours away from that. You know, we didn't want to put that out there in the streets, you know what I mean? But if you all need to know, come on down there and visit. We can get you some of that, you know what I mean?
Hey, that Mexican water, you don't know what you're drinking,
side,
so.
We got Guadalajara on the other. So bring it
They don't
on.
Know what's in that Mexican water, man. You can't drink that Filipino water. Oh, my God, are you killing me, man? The oxes don't even go in that water, man. they bring their water in for the oxen. So you know they ain't drinking. You know what I'm saying? He drunk that Filipino water. They don't know what's in his system. So Floyd ain't going to do it, man.
Now,
he
let
ain't
me
gonna
ask
do
you
it.
This, big brother. Let me ask you this. Since you say Floyd not going to fight in a while, L Boogie, you can get to him on NBA right after this. Now that, you know, Floyd has most of the belts, Pacquiao has the one other belt that, you know, that he took from Bradley a couple of weeks ago. I hear you say that they're not going to fight, but we all know that Floyd isn't taking people belts. Do you think that by Pacquiao having the belt, that gives them a little opportunity to fight, or they just not going to fight at all?
Let me tell you something, man. I like Floyd Trainer, but that Teddy Roach is a beast, man. His trainer, Teddy Roach, is a beast, man, on that trainer side.
Right.
Floyd do not want that. His uncle done probably went somewhere, whooped a woman, drunk a fifth, and shot about seven bags. He don't want that. Teddy Roach, he got the shakes, but he still got that top. He got that teaching lane, man. You know what I mean? Floyd really teaching himself, man. His uncles ain't teaching him nothing no more. His daddy want to fight him. That'd probably be the next pay-per-view fight. Floyd and his daddy. For about 100 mil. Real
right.
talk. I'm just telling the truth. Teddy Roach a beast on the training side, man.
Yes,
ain't nobody
is.
In that
he
camp
is.
Can beat Teddy Roach training, man. Training nobody.
You're right about that. Teddy Roach is a, you know, a highly qualified dude when it comes to that boxing and that training of the boxing. And he's been doing it for a long time. And he wasn't too bad himself back in the day. So,
right.
You know. I give it up to Tony Atlas because you really know what he's talking about when he's, you know, delivering his messages. And his boxers always accept the criticism that he delivers, and they get it right. And they be good for a long time, a.k.a. Pacquiao.
That's Teddy Roach, man. I'm telling you, man. Floyd, that's another thing. Floyd don't mess. He can't mess with the Teddy Roach boxer's mental, man. See, Floyd like to mess with the mental. The mental, you ain't getting there. Just come on and fight, man. Just come on and fight. All that other stuff, we don't want to hear that. Come on and fight. Put the Beijing in. Come on, man. Let's knock that out. Come on, let's go. You put the little curl bag on, let it dry, and just let it get lined up. Let me knock it out. If they fight, it's going to be a draw. Because Pacquiao don't definitely throw more punches than Floyd. You might as well forget that. He definitely don't do that.
Yeah, we
he
know
that. He definitely
don't
do that.
Hell, Madonna.
You know what I mean?
What, 300 more punches than Floyd in this fight.
Well, man, I'm telling you, Floyd is a counterpuncher, man. He feed off what you throw at him. He don't lead. He wait for you to
right.
lead. He wait for you to lead. He playing
right.
defense first. Think about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's real talk, man. He ain't got, man. He don't run out. He don't run into something he don't want. He don't run into something he ain't want to see, man. That little arm up over his left arm over the right arm, Pacquiao might get one in, man. It might catch him right on that, right where the Beijing landed at, on the peak of, right in the corner of his eye, that one supposed to slide down. It'd be over, man. As you get older, that skin get real tender, man. You get cut real easy. The older you get,
yep.
the most tender your skin get, man. Ask
right,
about me.
Right.
That's how his hair came off.
Now, let's move on to this NBA. We made it to the second round. We had a lot of great game sevens. Now here's the test of the real test. I need to. I'm gonna go by each series, man. I need you to pick me a winner. Washington right. already up 1-0 over Indiana. Indiana in trouble, or they going to pull it out like they did in the last series?
Oh, boy, he don't out-coach Randy Whitman. Randy Whitman ain't no good coach. Them guys really doing that by themselves, man. Randy Whitman ain't no good coach. I got Indiana.
Next series, of course, Miami trying to three-peat. They face a good one in Brooklyn. Brooklyn beat them four times in the regular season. Who you got, Miami or Brooklyn?
Man, Just because LV hollering like that, I got Brooklyn, man. I'm going black, man. Black never goes wrong.
Ain't that something? They bound to be swept.
Streets! Your push broom might get broke on this one, L. Hello.
Man. What about OKC and the Clip Show?
Whoa. I might have a Clip Show. Kendrick Perkins can't check nobody. He definitely can't get off his feet for DeAndre Jordan. If DeAndre Jordan play two games like he played the last two games, it's over for OKC. For real.
Right. Right.
Oh, boy can score 61 if he want to, and it won't help him. Because Westbrook, this is a guaranteed thing. Westbrook going to jack 33 shots up a game trying to go against Chris Paul, trying to outdo Chris Paul. Because that's, you know what I'm saying, that's your rival. That's the best, supposedly best point guard in the game. So I got to outdo this dude. Westbrook, that's the way he feel. That's that Crip in him. Remember that gang-related? He going back to L.A., gang-related. Is he going to get suspended for being gang-related? Is he have, his daddy's a Crip, L. Meeks. Is he going to get suspended? Remember that? You know what you said about Deshaun Jackson?
Right.
Hello. He's gang related. So is Kevin Durant. Watching DC Projects. You got to be gang related wherever you live, L. Remember that? I ain't forgot. I remember you said that. Hello.
Because I'm affiliated with those. We're gonna go way back. Those Dollar Bill Boys. We not even
okay,
gonna
say
that. Yeah.
Yeah, big old Herb MacDum. Yeah, that's cool. Herb MacDum. Yeah, that's my man. Yeah. 6'5"
right.
Quarterback for the Bulldogs. Yeah.
Right.
Herb Mac. Quazo. Yeah, yeah. Next, what's the next game, man? Because I, El Meeks had me on him all night.
Portland, Houston.
San Antonio.
No,
Portland,
San Antonio.
I mean, I'm sorry. Portland, San Antonio. I'm sorry.
I'm going to San Antonio. I mean, I'm taking Portland. Just because T-Row live in Texas, man.
Yeah, but I ain't no San Antonio fan, man. I only roll with the Mavericks. So, I mean, it don't matter. It don't bother me one bit. You know, I was hoping Dallas was going to be in it. But
see, what's going to happen is they'll send a boy up to Timmy Rome, and it's going to be all over, man. They'll send a boy up there.
And that good morning, send a couple of ripples down there. You already know.
They also the boy up there, Timmy don't come back with a perm for the next game, tiptoeing. Yeah, they'll send a couple boys up to his room, suck on his toes, bite his head. Yeah, he'll be all right, man. I got Portland, man. Tell the chef I got Portland, man. He always hollering, man. The chef is always hollering.
Yeah.
Tell him I said that.
No doubt.
For real.
No doubt. And when I get there over the summer, man, me, you, and the chef, we gonna be on assignment. I'm gonna have these guys. Bro.
Oh yeah, we going in. We going right down this restaurant in Todd City, and sit out there and throw bones, eat bones and throw them, man. And all the Cavs players will walk past. Why not? Ain't nobody there.
Exactly.
Ain't nobody there.
What? Last question of the night, big brother. Who do you think is going to be the surprise drop in the draft? You already said Mike Evans will be in the top 10 being selected by the Browns. Who do you think is going to slide down, and who's going to be invited to leave the green room because they're going to be embarrassed because they're deciding?
Teddy Bridgewater.
You heard
Teddy
it.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah.
You see, he already took the contract out, the little $5 million contract, right? Insurance out, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
He already took it out. He already knew. Man, I'm just here for the money. He telling everybody he's there for the money. He ain't there for the football. He's there for the money. So who else take a chance on somebody?
With Teddy last in the NFL.
Huh? Man, him, Johnny. him or Johnny not going to last, man. If Johnny comes to the AFC North, he's out the game. You remember what they did to Robert the Third? You remember what Baltimore did to the Robert the Third?
Yes, I
That's why Robert the Third walking with a limp right now. It's all that struggling stuff about to be cut out, man. They don't start reffing the games like they ref the Super Bowl. Well, maybe we'll call us, maybe we won't. Let him get
right.
Hit. Take that. Take that. We'll cut this out, man. Everybody talking about us. That's what the refs doing now. They're in their little meetings right now. We don't cut this out, man. We'll stop being light on these guys.
Right.
We'll turn it back into a football game, man. These guys ain't tougher than kickers, man. The kickers get hit harder than these guys, man.
I was about to say the same thing, man. The kickers go down and make tackles nowadays. What's going
yeah,
on with
what, that? What's going on? Who let a kicker tackle?
You're right.
I've seen a kicker get a penalty,
bro.
Man. I seen a penalty, the kicker from Minnesota Vikings get a penalty, man.
for
excessive roughness, man. Come on, man. Is you kidding me?
I just saw.
L. Meeks, you can play quarterback now, baby. L. Meeks.
Yes, sir.
L. Meeks, put your old number 9 on. Put your old number 1 on, man. You can play quarterback now, baby. Come on. Put some old duct tape on them knees. We ready, man. Come on with it, man.
Put that ice behind the hole. You be ready.
You might as well come on in, man. We'll run
a Hey, Vince Young,
we'll
you make it out to make it out. The Pittsburgh
roll,
you already know. It made me famous. Oh, man. Oh, man. There you have it, man. The great almighty. Oh, man. Almighty, thanks for making the Monday, man. Frenzy. Oh, my goodness. Woo! Al Almighty Crazy. Don't forget, Al. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
Got you, Migs. I got
wrong.
You.
No doubt. I love you, man. I'll be home soon. I
know all right. I'm fine. Waiting on you. Make sure you bring T-Ro.
No doubt.
I'll tell you. I'm on my way.
Oh.
Damn, I cut Big Brother out. My bad, Big Brother. We'll get at you on Friday. L Boogie, we got to pay the bills.
No doubt. When we come back from commercial, we're going to stay in here silent because we know a lot of people got something to say about this draft and these NBA playoffs. We in the semis now. 40 holes is getting tight. Tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You in the street. 347-855-8896. We stay scheming, baby. On all the sports. Let's go.
High ride for my niggas. Stay scheming. Niggas trying to get at me. High ride for my niggas. Damn. Life so short. Fuck it. I don't wanna go to court. Fuck it. Got a budget for the lawyer though. Fuck it. I'm on the run for the month. I'm in the fuck. Paid 200 for it. My little nigga thuggin' even got me paranoid. I'm getting money, that's in any nigga category. Double M, I got G's out in California. I ride for my nigga dog. I ride for my nigga. I slide for my niggas down. I rock for my niggas. Stay scheming.
Yeah.
Niggas tryna get at me.
Yeah.
I rock for my niggas.
It bothers me when the guards get to acting like the broads. Guess everything doesn't come complete with niggas like ours. That's why I see no need to compete with niggas like y'all. I just ask that when you see me, you speak up, nigga, that's all. Don't be ducking like you never wanted nothing. It's feeling like rap changed. It wasn't time, it was rugged. Back when if a nigga reached, it was for the weapon. Nowadays, niggas reach just to study records.
Spaghetti bolognese in a Polo lounge. Me and my G from DC, that's how I roll around. Might look like, but we heavy though. You think Drake would pull some shit like that, you never know. $1 million meetings in a Polo lounge. Me and my man Oliver North, that's how I roll around. Shorty wanna tell me secrets about a rap nigga. I tell that bitch it's more attractive when you hold it down. Kobe bout to lose 150 M's. Kobe my nigga, I hate it, had to be him. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Huh. Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
Tell Lucy and I said, fuck it, I'm tearing holes in my budget. Bag of like we in public, then take her ass out in public. Ordered it up for late, told them butterflies, she'll love it. She used to soda and nuggets, she really just tired thugging. I'm just hitting my pinnacle, you a pussy identical. You like the fucking finish line, we can't wait to run into you. But let me get my mind off that young rich motherfucker getting mine off rap with my niggas.
Huh. I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
He made that
music. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for my niggas.
From new to coop to that ghost dog. Pigeons on the roof like ghost dog. The white Howard on the post dog. My niggas got the powder through the post dog. Watch the body tilt when you hit the head. Niggas lost meals trying to beat the feds. 10 grams off my last 250 now. Big ass crib 250 down. Damn. Gave my nigga Max 75. Then they gave my nigga penthouse another 30. Fuck. Got me thinking like I'm 75. Damn. Nigga ain't even seen 30. Huh.
I ride for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas. I slide for my niggas, dawg. I ride for my niggas.
Thank you, man. Niggas tryna get at me.
Dawg.
I ride for
my niggas. What the deal? We back. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. And don't forget, Big Brother Almighty, if you want to hear yourself and your phone go dead, blogtalkradio.com, search box, The Streets is Talking. We've been talking about the NBA, Floyd Mayweather, the NFL draft. Hey, yo, shout out to California Crown for the winning the 140th Kentucky Derby down my way. I'm going to give that guy a big shout-out, you know what I mean, because they told, hey, sell a horse. He said, sell for $6 million? No. So big shout-out to California Crown and the people who trained him, who got them in. As we speak right now, the Clippers, they clipping the Thunder. 44-26 in the second quarter, that is. You let me know. Who you got in these semis? Who's playing in the Eastern and the Western Conference Finals, respectively? Man, Almighty just went in hard. We got to keep it hot in the asylum. Who we got coming in next, bro?
Well, I've been warned that I need to get the caution tape tonight because the Big Brother Chef say, man, you want some controversy today on this Monday? He say he going to deliver the goods. So why wait? Let's take it on out to the Chef and see what's going on because I already got the caution tape. I got it all the way around 37-07. So do I need to break out? Do I need to give my scissors to bring down the table? Do I need to keep everybody inside the tape of what's about to go down right now, Big Brother Chef? What's happening?
Man, what's up, fellas? T-Row, L Boogie. What's up to the streets? Jewels, man, what's up, man? What's up with y'all players tonight?
Man, you know what it is. We hype off of these the second round of the NBA, you know, moving on. We done had the fight. Floyd didn't look so hot, but he got the win anyway. And, I mean, you know, it's hot tonight, man, you know. I mean, Indiana look like they on the brink of just falling off the face of the world. We saw this last series, but we'll see what happens against Washington. What's going on with what you want to talk about first? You want to talk about that boxing? Let me ask you this. Your boy Marcos Madonna threw 858 punches versus Floyd. Now, Shelby, I believe personally that he won the first six rounds. Now, the last six rounds, you can say what you want. I mean, here or there, looked like Madonna slowed down a little bit. Do you think Floyd was deserving of winning that fight on Saturday night?
Man, Floyd Mayweather was very nervous. He was very cautious. He was scared that we have ever seen Floyd in his whole span of his career. And for real, he was worried. He was worried just like you, T-Ro. He was worried just like L. Boogie and his Knicks. He was worried just like us being Cleveland Brown fans, how we worry about what we're going to do with our fourth pick in the draft. He was worried. So with that being said, man, I believe that fight should have been called a draw.
A draw,
you know.
We already had one judge that ruled it 114-114. I don't know what he was smoking, but all the judges should have called it a draw.
Man, I'm saying, because you got, for you to beat Floyd Mayweather, you have to really damage him. He didn't cause too much damage to Floyd. He cut him, you know, but at the same time, at the end of the day, you got to, when you want something, you got to overtake it, man. You just can't sit up here and have controversy. You got to sit up here and be hands down when you fight an elite champion as supposedly Floyd Money Mayweather. And, you know, it's just the life that we live, you know. I don't agree with the judges, but, hey, they get paid. I don't, you know. Streets, you know. I know everybody witnessed the first 48. I know y'all have all heard of the first 48, but we're going to call this the first 24 because the caution tape coming out, the red flag is in, and I'm bodying everybody who's talking now on my Spurs. Ladies, gentlemen, you know, gorillas, kings, lions, whatever you want to call yourself, listen, man. T-Ro, man, how disrespectful of you to make them comments that you made yesterday.
Hey, man, you know, I'm just telling you, man, hey, as far as Houston and San Antonio being in the playoffs, I only go for the Dallas team. They could be good. They could be great, but I only go for the Dallas teams. El Boogie will tell you, I don't roll with nobody. I ain't stepping outside my boundaries because I know that the minute I try to jump on another bandwagon is the time that people gonna really let me know. So I would rather keep it real, stay straight and narrow, man, and, hey, if we do what we do, I take it, but you know, sometimes I'm in the gutter. Sometimes my team don't perform like they were supposed to perform. Like yesterday, everybody knew that Tony Parker was gonna come out, set the tone, and once he done that, y'all got a nice little 12-point lead. Man, I took my son to his basketball time. So, yeah, I ain't got no time to be trying to follow this guy. I know what time it is. So at the same time, you got to be smart about it. You know, you hope for the best, but you know the worst is about to come through.
Being smart, listen, man, you want to be smart about something, you know what I heard with being smart is? Keeping your mouth closed. You should have been smart enough to make this type of comment. Other than the 90s Cowboys, the Cowgirls, what type of dominant force have they ever been to the NFL and stand for sit up here and tuck their tails or get ran over? The Cowgirls have not made any type of noise, never except the 90s. Now y'all want to jump on my brown. But I'm saying at the end of the day, guess what? San Antonio will be in a championship. This go for Al, D-Mac, T-Ro, anybody who don't have no type of faith in my Spurs, put up or forever hold your peace, because I have accepted all bets. This is a 24-hour Vegas, the bodega, and I'm accepting all bets, man. I ain't taking no point spread. Everything hands up. You know, anybody can get it. T-Ro, L Boogie, Pascal, Joel the G, Messi Ken, oh, the Mavericks. You know, anybody can get it, man. You know, anybody.
Hey, man, just because your team be winning don't mean you have to rub it in. Everybody team can't be as successful as the San Antonio Spurs and have a great coach like Coach Pop. Come on, man. I'm just saying. My team was in it to win it. We just did show and prove it game. Y'all got lucky. But, hey,
man,
we knew that was
going to happen. Man, listen, are we going to talk about Don Nelson? That's what y'all got? Don Nelson? Oh, Rick Carlisle. Come on, man. Y'all ain't here for nothing. The best thing that ever happened to the Dallas Mavericks was Dirk Nowitzki. And the best thing that ever happened to the Dallas organization is Jessica Simpson. Just to let you know, by the way. I'm just saying, don't shoot no shots at me, because if y'all ain't putting up, I ain't respecting your wordplay. And that's all I got to say about my first.
Let me ask you this, Chef. You got a couple more games as far as the semis. Who you got? You got, you know, the Heat, and you got the Nets. You got, you know, who just played, the Pacers and the Wizards. And you also got that the game that's going on tonight, the Clippers and Thunder.
Now, listen, L Boogie, I'm in the room right now with Dez and T-Mac. And when I say what I'm about to say, Dez might chop on me and T-Mac going to chop on me, but I'm cool with that. Listen. I got Brooklyn, I got the Clippers, I got San Antonio, and I have the Indiana Pacers. Now, right off, they're going to get it together. That was game one. They still sore. You know, I just believe that some way, somehow, Indiana going to pull it through. It's too much controversy, and all they got to do is nick John Wall just a little bit, because we all know Andre Miller ain't good for no 48 minutes. Andre Miller is going to give you 15 productive minutes. He's going to give you a couple assists and a couple steals. They need to nip him up, bully ball, play that one Indiana bully, grab your neck, do something. I don't understand it, and that's my prediction, and that's what I'm predicting.
Wow. Big shout out to Dez and T-Mac. Let them know, L Boogie, say what the deal.
He said what?
Let them know I said what the deal. Hopefully they'll call the show on Friday.
Man, L Boogie said what's up, y'all.
What up, L? What up?
They're in the street.
Call the show.
Hey, listen.
Oh, no question,
now,
no question. Now, let me ask you this, Chef. You got LeBron James, and I know you don't particularly deal with LeBron James. I know why. Let me ask you this. Does he control his own destiny right now? He's in the prime of his game. He's the best player on the planet. Now let me ask you. Think that he could be dethroned? Even your Spurs, they look a little, you know, a little chip in the armor. Yes, I'm saying it. A little chip in the armor. Do you think they have enough,
where
or any team
at?
Has enough to
where
beat the Heat?
At, man? Man, where your Knicks at?
We fishing.
Everybody wants
we fishing.
Oh, y'all, listen, y'all vacated. That's what y'all doing. That's what y'all did. Stop shooting shots at my Spurs. But I'm going to tell y'all this, and this straight basketball one-on-one. The key to Miami success is the players around LeBron James. We know that the so-called king is going to come out and get his. As long as Bosh is spreading that floor and D-Wade is playing 75 to 85%, You got Norris Coles coming in. Chalmers hitting big shots. You got, what's the name? Anderson crashing the boys doing it with the Wild Man. Yeah, Batty, you know, he ain't going to do nothing. He ain't making too much noise. You got Haslam, Eric Clayton, big man. That's what they need. But at the end of the day, guess what? I'm predicting they're going home in seven games against Brooklyn. Did y'all see Paul Pierce yesterday? That man is very focused, but I'm very disappointed into how they suffered with up 20 points and let them come back. You know? LeBron,
you know, we was talking, and I agree. The thing about it is that you let LeBron get 30 or 40, but you don't let him get 10 assists. You don't let him, you know, control the glass. So the key to that is yeah, you let him score, but you make sure the other guys don't hit important buckets. See, Ray Allen, he only has 9 points, but they are important 9 points. You know what I mean? So you got to stop that.
Right.
So
absolutely. You got to slow him down. Hey, if LeBron take that headband off, I'm scared. If he take that headband off, man, LeBron would have still overkill last year.
If he takes the headband off and gets his nose broke again, I'm looking at a three-peat.
And I totally agree with you. But D-Wade has
there you have
to do.
It. Let me ask you this, Chef. Give me your last take on all the games thus far, as far as Game 7. And, you know, what about the draft? The Browns, the NFL. It's Thursday. Next time we talk on Friday, we're going to be talking about the first round. So what do you think is surprises? Who you think is going to drop? Who you think is going to rise up in this draft on Thursday? And who are the Browns?
Well,
I heard, you know, Big Brother Al talking about if they don't get Sammy, they're going to Mike Evans sounds like a great pick. What do you think?
I believe it's Clippers and this Thunder game is going 7 games. I believe the Spurs is going to be handled in 5. I believe that the Indiana Pacers and Washington game is going 6. And to be honest with you, I believe the Miami game and the Brooklyn game is going 6. That's my thought. That's my thought process. Now, for the draft is going to be real frenzy. We might watch the Browns trade our pick off to the Atlanta Falcons again for 7 picks. We don't know what might go on. I don't know what's going on. You might have Javion Collins. You might see him in a pink suit. We don't know what's going on, man. You want to know what's going on? We got we got Dez right here. You know, he in the streets with us right now. You want his pick on his pick? You know, this is his profession. You know. What you want? You want some basketball? We got Mac in here. You know, we talking about all-star players, man. What you want to know? Says, what's your pick on what's going to happen in the draft tomorrow?
My pick.
What do you believe the Cleveland Browns going to do? Is they going to sit up here letting them sing, or they going to sit up here tighten up their booty hole?
I think the Browns is going to Johnny Manziel, because it's going to sell tickets.
Hey,
Johnny Manziel.
I know you smell the money.
And when y'all draft him, I'm going to sit back and look at the TV, and I'm going to say, look at their faces.
Man, hey, listen. I'm telling y'all this. As me being a diehard Cleveland Browns fan, I've been with them the whole season. You know, if they trade this pick off on Thursday, I would never, ever, 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 ever watch the Cleveland Browns again.
Bold statement.
Never.
That's a bold statement right there.
Man, come on, man. It's now or never. We got the pieces to build on.
Come on.
You know? We in the streets, man. Dad said they got to fill the seats up. It's all about the money. Johnny Money. They call it Johnny Money, Johnny Cleveland. So, man, that's what it is. That's what it is. But if I was a Cleveland Browns, right now, let's sit up here and let's go on something that we never did. Let's trade that first, second round, and let's move up a little bit. Let's move up. That's what if we gonna sit up here and make a declaration of what we gonna do this year. Let's move up. Let's get somebody who we really need in there. I know y'all smell controversy. I smell it. But one thing we will not witness, the Dallas Cowboys get Johnny Money. And the chef said that, man. And you can go ahead and.
Cowboys.
I don't care about your cow,
man,
bro.
Man, you got to stop being so disrespectful wherever you at. Because we, man, you, but hey, Nate. If 8-8 get your head, that's what we about. We're going to be 9-7. We don't even know who the players on our team is besides Tony Romo and Sean
man,
Lee.
Is you smoking dope or you shooting rye, man?
I'm just
that's
trying to tell
go.
You what we going to do. We going to win a game,
man.
Whether you like it or not. Jerry, make sure of that, whether we have to pay for it or whatever we got to do.
Man, listen. Thursday is coming quicker than you think. Hey, L. Boogie, when the draft is over in the first round, take a picture and post it on IG so the world can see his face. When the Browns go up to that podium and they take his pick, Johnny Cleveland, take a picture of that man's face. You want me to tell you why? It's going to price him. And we put it straight on eBay. And you want me to tell you what we're going to do? We're going to tell a friend to tell another friend. Man, come on. And tell more friends, man.
No doubt. Hey, Chef. We really do appreciate you, sir. Oh, man, we appreciate you calling in. Tell Dez and tell T-Mac I said, what's the deal? Little T-Mac, give my love to the newborn, the shorty, about 1 and 2 now. So, you know, love coming all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, man. Now, you tell them guys, no doubt, and you tell them guys, hey, I'm telling you guys, tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And tell all the guys up at Third Good Marshall at the Good, man, when they come in for Big Monday, they better call the show, because we hot. You hear me?
Sizzling, baby. It's sizzling. But guess what, though, L. Boogie? We ain't telling no girlfriends, because we ain't going to start a position. We ain't putting up ransom on our head. That's what we ain't doing. But I love y'all, man.
No doubt. We appreciate you calling in, Chef. No, and we having a little technical difficulties, so I'm gonna ask you, Chef. So we want to hear no background disturbance because we're down right now. If you could put your phone on mute because we want to go, you know what I'm saying? Keep the show rolling. There you have it, man. We had the Chef calling in. He said the Browns need to trade up, show some initiative. Show some ambition. They need to go after who they think they need, not wait. And I stand to be corrected. I got a kite from, you know what I'm saying, the scorekeeper because he keeps scoring. Peace out to heaven on you. Kentucky Derby winner, California Chrome. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
California
right.
So I appreciate that score, Keith. Heaven know you. Thanks for correcting me on that. It's California Chrome. picking him
balling.
To win the Triple Crown. See, you know, when they pick you after you win that Derby, it's tough.
Yeah. And, you know, he was only bought for $10,000. That's like, you know, getting a Super Bowl ticket for $35, $50 nowadays. You know what I mean? And, you know, what an investment. What a way to, you know, put your $10,000 up. Now, if he could do what everybody's thinking that he's going to do, we just might be talking about one of the highest paid and the highest endorsed horses of all time. Woo-wee. Talk right there. So big ups to California Chrome. You know, the next one after the Kentucky Derby is the Preakness. And we'll see what he does in the Preakness. You know what I'm saying? If he can win the Preakness, then we're going to move on to Belmont. Belmont is about a mile and a half. It's the biggest one out there. And, you know, we'll definitely be able to see what this guy is able to bring to the table, because what I saw the other day, woo-wee, that boy was moving something. You hear me? So I give it up to California Chrome. Appreciate the info there, OG. Flying out the kite to get that corrected, you know. And
we about to go to commercial because we got to pay the bills, man. We're going to get one more caller, and we see you, D-Mac. Try to get the sports officials in here. Man, the devil is alive, the sports officials, man. 347-855-8896. Man, we going to keep it gutted, no doubt. Let's go.
Gotta be the devil, that's boy Matt Cullen. Getting white money, but I'm still black. All these niggas claiming king, but I'm still black. King Hova, Panther, Musa. Told me a lot of devil with a lot. I'm the two guns. Big guns, big whistles. Rich nigga talking big shit. Oh, double cup, go rich. Double up on the blow, bitch. 2 mil on that I-95. Buy your head, cause it's time to pay time. Competition will be dead or alive. Motherfucker, but the devil is alive. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the truth. The devil is alive. Bitch, I'm the proof. The devil is alive. The devil is alive.
You back in the asylum with your boy L Boogie, T Raw. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Man, it's hot on this Monday. The Floyd aftermath, Game 7 aftermath. We in the semis. Guys are losing at home. One team is losing at halftime by a lot at home. Two teams who I have to win that series. We got the NFL draft on Thursday. You know, we're going to be talking about it on Friday. Who you think did good, who you think didn't do well these first couple rounds that they're going to have on Thursday. Woo! It's hot. Let's get some opinions. Hey, yo, Ro, let's get to the asylum, man. Who you got coming in right now?
Oh, man, we're going to take it out to another big brother of ours, man, family friend. You know what I'm saying? Always with the streets every Monday and Friday when he can. You know, it's no other than the big brother, D-Mac. Yo, big brother D-Mac, you are with the streets.
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Oh man, we Cadillacing like four flats on, you know, on in the speed lane. We still doing 75 with four flats. You know what I'm saying?
No doubt, man. The show is hot tonight, fellas. The chef is crazy, man.
Man, he told me to pull out the caution tape because he was gonna be ready tonight. But I ain't like the way he was talking about my Cowboys. You better cut that out.
Yeah, he was a little disrespectful, man. You know that's how them cats from Huff is, man. A lot of them dudes get disrespectful sometimes, man.
They like to rub shoulders with everybody.
See, you spitting on Huff, man.
I ain't spitting on Huff. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all down the way cats, baby.
Love for you guys off 1-1-1-1-6 as well, man. That's the old score key beat. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But give us your take, D-Mac, man. What about the weekend? The Floyd fight, the NBA, the NFL draft?
Man,
I mean, you got a lot
hey,
to talk about. Talk to
man, this. Let me get on fire real quick, man. Let me put a machine gun out, man. Hey, this was a hot weekend, fellas. I mean, oh, my God, Game 7, the money team, man. Let's start out with my man Floyd, man. Hey, big ups to Madonna, man, that's his name. Hey, man, that dude, he brought it, man. He definitely brought it, but he didn't do enough to beat the champ. You know what I'm saying? And should Floyd give him a rematch? I think Floyd should give my man a rematch. But right now, under the contract that he got with Showtime, Floyd got 3 more fights left. You know what I'm saying? So me personally, I would like to see this dude fight Pacquiao. You know what I'm saying? This is the time. You done fought 3 cats right now, and it's time for you and Pacquiao to put this together. And then your last 2 fights, you go out. My man that was on earlier, Floyd is going to fight in September. He's under contract. And so everybody know that was a headbutt. Dude didn't cut Floyd with no punch or nothing like that, if everybody that seen the fight. That came from a headbutt. But I was a little disappointed in my man too, though, y'all. He was crying to the ref too much, man. Come on, man. You Floyd, man. You Money Mayweather, man. You supposed to be a boss, dude, but you crying, man.
CBG, crybaby gangster.
Hey, that's how he was acting, big bruh. He was definitely acting like a crybaby gangster, man. I said, you got to be kidding me, man. So I think he gonna get back in the gym, though, man. But, hey, he always talking about it's not a blueprint to beat him. Oh, it's a blueprint to beat him because
My dude Madonna, he did the same thing dude did back in the day that actually beat Floyd, and they gave it to Floyd. Cause, so to me personally, Floyd got an L on his record. It could have went either way, but he didn't actually hurt the champ. So, hey, the game sevens, man, San Antonio, man, they came out, man, T, man, no disrespect, man, but, oh, man, your boys didn't get up for game seven, man. What happened? Oh,
man,
my
Tony
God,
Parker,
man.
Hey, he don't do, he just don't do it to Dallas. He does it to everybody. When he's on fire, when he come in and mean business, hey, man, you
hey,
just got home for the best, man.
This
you
is
know,
game seven. This is game seven, man. They got to compete. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They got to, they got to compete. Indiana, man, they came out, they did their thing. None of us didn't count Atlanta making it to a game seven, man. And, you know, they did, man. So big props to Atlanta. When they boy Al Horford come back next year, you know, maybe that you know, those dudes will do big things, you know what I'm saying, make the playoffs again. Indiana, I don't see them making it past Washington. They couldn't handle my dude Jeff T, like L Boogie said. They definitely about to not about to stop John Wall and Bill, man. So I think that might go to a game seven, game six, but I got Washington. Hey, I'm only looking for one series right now, fellas, and that's the Miami Heat and the Brooklyn Nets, man. Throw them four games out the window, but I think it's going to go to a game seven, and, you know, hey, man, we're going to see what these veterans bring to the table. But that's the series I'm looking for. I can't wait until tomorrow to them dudes tip off, man, but that's what I'm really looking for. Joe Johnson did his thing against Toronto. I want to see if he can hold that up. I think if Joe Johnson balls like how he should and Kevin Garnett and them and they role players and Darren Williams and them to play and put it together every game, a whole game, they can pull it out, man. So I'm rolling with the Nets. I mean, yeah, the Brooklyn Nets, the upset Miami Heat. OKC and the Clippers. I'm going with the Clippers, man. I think that's going to go to a game seven. I'm going with the Clippers just because the whole Donald Sterling thing. Man, they playing for, you know, they playing for everybody right now. You know what I'm saying? So I think they're going to knock OKC off. And so I think that's going to go to a game seven, and I think the Clippers can pull it out unless Kevin Durant can definitely have an MVP. Man, the San Antonio Spurs and the Portland Trail Blazers. Hey, man, I'm rolling with the Portland Trail Blazers, man. I mean, I would love to see San Antonio or maybe OKC, you know, just in case if Miami did make it, to see a matchup. But, hey, that boy Damian Lillard, y'all, that boy got ice in his veins, man. Aldridge got ice in his veins, man. Those dudes is ready, man. And I just think San Antonio a little too long in the tooth, man, to get with these cats, man. I think Portland is thirsty.
So in this round two, you just got upset everywhere, D-Mac.
Yes, I do, man. Yes, I do. Hey. Hey, I got upsets, man. I mean, it's 2014, man. You know what I'm saying? I just see, you know, it's time for new things, time for new champions. But I don't see how, hey, what's the upset about Portland and San Antonio? I don't think that's an upset. The Clippers, OKC, I don't think that's an upset. The only upset will probably be Miami and Brooklyn Nets. And that's because I'm throwing out the regular season. You know what I'm saying? And everybody sees LeBron James and the Heat making it back to the finals. And Indiana, they struggle with Atlanta, man. You know what I'm saying? While Washington, they've been struggling all season. So, Washington, hey, I'll tell y'all this, fellas. Hey, man, OKC might have not made it out of game seven if Zach Randolph didn't get suspended. Big dummy throwing punches, man. What was he thinking about? They might have not made it out of game seven if Zach was there, and, you know, that's 25 points that was missing. So we'll never know, though. We'll never know. honestly, one more thing, one more. What you about to say?
They would have lost anyway.
Oh, okay. And one last thing,
Debo in the lineup. Go ahead.
Okay. And one last thing, I'm telling you now, man. If the Browns get Johnny Manziel with the fourth pick, his career is definitely going to be over with, man. He's going to be back in college, announcing college games right next to Tebow, man. Any quarterback that comes to Cleveland and they throw him in the fire, his career is done and over with. Tim Couch, he's going to get paid. He's going to get, being a fourth pick, he's going to make that money. You know what I'm saying? But, man, they pick him. I am done with the Browns. His career is going to – he's Tebow-ish. You know what I'm saying? That dude, man, they going to throw him in the fire, and his career is going to be over with, like Colt McCoy, Brady Quinn, and every other damn quarterback they now drafted in the first round.
Tim Couch.
You better watch your mouth when you're talking about that Texas guy. He's going to be all right.
Hey.
He's going to bring y'all back to the realness
of it all. They better not pick him. I'm telling you now. On Friday, when I'm calling into the show, I'm going to be going ham, man. I'm telling you. They better not pick him.
We're going to have to put the chalk out, huh?
Man, I'm telling you, I'm going to be done with these dudes. I'm going to be done. But we'll see, though, man. I know the show going to be hot Friday, man, with all the picks. And that's pretty much it. My surprise pick, and I think that's going to go 15. I heard my one man say he don't think Bridgewater's going to get picked. I think somebody going to pick Bridgewater up. That's my surprise pick, man. I think somebody gonna jump on him. I could be wrong, but we'll see, man. But I know y'all got to get up out of here, man. I love y'all. Friday, the show is hot, man.
No doubt, and don't forget, B Mac. Tell a friend. To tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
No doubt, big brother one, man.
One. Yo, T-Ro, before we get out of here, man, you got some shout-outs, man, you want to give out?
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. Big shout-out to the fam. Everybody checking us out on the web. You know, y'all keep us high. Jewels, you know, always on assignment. That big brother right there. Yo, Sammy, I see what's up. Milk, we going to get you in on the next one, baby. Make sure you call in on Friday because it's going to be triple hot on Friday. Woo-wee! Hell, Boogie, you know how we get down. Studio guest, Six Deuce Deuce, y'all know who that is. Yo, Hippie Thug family, we see you.
No doubt, man. I want to give a shout-out to all the sixth graders, man, from Legacy, Dynasty, you know what I mean, who balled out this weekend. We had a great tournament. You know, if you ain't first, you're last. So, great effort, you know what I mean? But we just trying to teach these guys how to be winners in life. Peace out to Heaven O Youth, the sports officials, Ustream, Global Network One, AJ, we appreciate it. Man, shout out, you know what I mean, to God for giving us, you know what I mean, the opportunity to do this. And also, like I always say, man, pick up the greatness. Because we're, you know what I mean, we always, always pursuing her. You know what I mean? So, shout out to greatness. And, we're going to roll till Friday. We back in our cells. Super producer T-Row. And as usual, Jewel the G on assignment. I'm your host, L Boogie. Picture us rolling the street, 9 to 11 p.m. See you Friday. Oh, let's go. Niggas put prices on my head. Now I got two rock dollars by my bed. I feed them lead. Now I'm released. How will I live? Will God forgive me for all the dirt a nigga did? We kids, one life to live. It's so hard to be positive when niggas shootin' at your crib. Mama, I'm still thuggin'. The world is a war zone. My homies is inmates, and most of them dead grown. Full grown, following your man. Just scheming on ways to put some greed inside the palms of my empty hand. Just picture me rolling, crossing the beans on rings that isn't stolen. My dreams are tinted, my hopes are torn. I'm like a fiend if I leave on this dope is gone. My nerves are wrecked, heart beating in my hands are swollen. Thinking of the G's I'll be hoping. Picture me rolling. Baby, now. Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear.
see it, bitches. Can you see it? Picture me rolling. Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like do it. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swinging. Make me wanna start bang banging. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packing 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sipping on Remy and turning back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting on chrome. We head up out the zone, stone facing his own. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pockets bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Fuck up in it. Normally the caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bastard seat, so I need to hit the lick drastically. I see some molding ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping. He didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend. I dump the mat. Tell me, count the proper TTO, yo, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm cocky. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's crooked shit that we inflict and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied. Got the pockets on stolen, boss hog, and this pocket, nigga. Picture us rolling.